We had a story in this country that we could be truly proud of with the electrification of our country when times were really tough. You know, Ardna Crusha. We built up a electricity supply that was publicly owned, that was the cheapest in Europe, most affordable in Europe, something that we could be immensely proud of. And whenever the liberalisation policies were requested by Europe, we had a Thatcherite government and Thatcherite governments that couldn't move quick enough to sell the family jewels. Remember it? When they privatised our services. And today, because of those Thatcherite policies by the governments that were in place at the time, we have the most expensive, I think it's the second most expensive actually, in all of Europe. Second most expensive electricity from what was the cheapest and a publicly owned supply that we could have been proud of. We've just allowed the private energy companies to screw our people again and again. And whenever the most devastating recent increases were being introduced, incredibly, our government were reluctant to look at the area of windfall. Sinn Féin called for it again and again. It was ruled out. Pascal Donoghue said it would undermine the economy. And it was the wrong thing to do. And then the European Commission moved on it. And even when the European Commission moved on it and directed it needed to happen in solidarity with families and businesses across Europe, our government differed and differed and differed. What is going on? This is supposed to be a government, to use the famous phrase, of the people, by the people, for the people. How can it be that we have such fear to stand up to reckless policies by the energy companies? How can it be that we have no compassion for the stories that you have been told from this side of this chamber again and again and again of this devastating impact on families? Disgusting increases for something that is absolutely essential. It's essential to have electricity for any family or business, and that we've abandoned this to reckless profiteering. And then when the opportunity came from the European Commission, you know, including governments that would share the, you know, right of centre, right wing views of the current government here in Ireland, including right wing governments in other countries, you still have differed and differed and differed. And even now we're not clear what you're going to do. We know that what you're proposing doesn't go far enough, doesn't ask enough of the companies that have been involved in this profiteering, and doesn't secure enough revenue for our people. And we don't know how you're going to disperse that revenue, how you're going to make sure that those who can least afford these increases will be assisted. But I want to say this, and we have to make this clear, that these were Thatcherite policies. You know, they talk about Margaret Thatcher and what she did, and Ronald Reagan and those types of people with their ideology. But we have governments in this country who were called centrist. No, they were reasonable, supposedly, pragmatists. No, we had Thatcherite governments that sold our natural resources, sold them away. I mean, the reason why we're going to be now looking at Cara is because we handed away our resources, our natural resources around our coast. There's a lack of ambition, a poverty of ambition for our people, that you just hand everything to the private sector and do what you will. And the implications of that ideology, particularly from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, is what's leading to our housing crisis, where we abandon everything to the private sector and institutional investors and profiteers, and we do it here with energy. Like, this is ideology, and it's Thatcherite right-wing ideology that has no ambition for our people, no ambition for our own natural resources, and ensures naked profiteering and greed wins the day. And even when you're dragged kicking and screaming by the European Commission, you still differ. And I look at you, Minister, and I wonder, because I don't think when you entered politics that was your view. I don't think you're a Thatcherite. But what are you doing in government with people like this? What are you doing voting for policies like this? You know, you have to ask yourself that question. I think there's people in the Green Party that actually, you know, share our vision on this side of the house. What are you doing putting up with this? What are you doing defending this, going along with it? You got to ask yourself that question, because you know in your heart this was the abandonment of a proud policy and giving out to profiteering and greed. And it has to stop and it has to end sometime.
We in the Labour Party welcome